With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Lawmakers in Congress have advanced a proposal to strip protections from gray wolves across the contiguous U.S. amid a push by Republicans for broad changes to the Endangered Species Act. The U.S. House Natural Resources Committee approved the measure from Wisconsin Republican Representative Sean Duffy today, sending it to the full House. It signals growing frustration among Republicans over court actions restoring protections for species that government scientists declared to be recovered. That includes Monday's decision by a federal judge in Missoula to return Yellowstone area grizzly bears to the endangered species list after the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service delisted them in June of last year. Lee Enterprises has reversed its decision to hire Paul MacArthur as its new regional publisher for Western Montana. The company said it rescinded its job offer to MacArthur, a sales executive with Gatehouse Media, quote, due to recent developments, but did not elaborate. Yesterday, Twitter users were posting comments and likes MacArthur made disparaging women and the media. Montana Rail Link officials say about 40 cars of a coal train derailed in south-central Montana, closing the main line. The derailment happened at about 11:30 last night at Columbus. Montana Rail Link spokesman Jim Lewis says the cars that derailed were carrying nearly 5,000 tons of coal. Officials say no one was injured and there is no health risk. The cause of the derailment is under investigation. Lewis said they expect to have the main rail line open by tomorrow morning.
With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Montana Senator Steve Daines urged his colleagues today to quickly and permanently reauthorize the Land and Water Conservation Fund, or LWCF. LWCF uses government revenue from offshore oil and gas leases to buy conservation easements, expand public lands, as well as access to public lands. Pointing to a large map of checkerboarded public and private Montana land where LWCF funding is being used, Republican Dane said temporary reauthorization is unacceptable.
And you see, we're not playing checkers here. This is the way the land management works, oftentimes out west. To get the state, to get the federal government, to get a private landowner together here, it sometimes takes years. What we don't need to have is the federal government back here, Congress, providing uncertainty.
LWCF briefly lapsed 3 years ago before Congress gave it a three-year extension. The program expires Sunday. If the fund isn't reauthorized by then, its oil and gas drilling revenues will be diverted into the Treasury's general fund. That would continue until Congress reauthorizes the program. A bill to prevent mining north of Yellowstone National Park, meanwhile, cleared a key congressional hurdle today. Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte's Yellowstone Gateway Protection Act permanently withdraws mineral rights and bans mining on 30,000 acres of public lands east of the Paradise Valley. The measure survived several amendments, including one that would have watered down its permanent mining ban provision to one lasting 7 years. Gianforte expressed his support for the mining industry, but added,
"Some places just don't make sense for a mine. I know many of my colleagues have questioned the wisdom of an administrative withdrawal and think Congress should reclaim its authority to do its job. This bill is an opportunity to do just that."
A Senate committee is expected to take up a similar bill next week that's sponsored by Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Uber has agreed to pay Montana $500,000 as part of a nationwide settlement over a data breach within the ride-sharing company of drivers' personal information. According to Attorney General Tim Fox's office, Uber learned in 2016 that hackers gained access to 86 Montana Uber drivers' driver's license information. Nearly 600,000 drivers were impacted nationwide. John Barnes with the Attorney General's office says Montana joined 49 other states and the District of Columbia in a settlement with Uber over the breach, which Barnes says the company failed to timely report.
Uber waited just about a year before notifying its drivers of this data breach. And, you know, if I were an Uber driver, I would be extremely frustrated by that.
The Associated Press reports that the hack of Uber also took the names, email addresses, and cell phone numbers of 57 million riders around the world. The total settlement nationwide is for $148 million. Montana's portion of the settlement money will go to the state's Consumer Protection Fund. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.